Hello everyone, this is Samantha Speaks here, and I'm back with another episode. I know I've been away. Well, every time I come and do my podcast, I say I've been gone for a long time, which I have. I failed off due to school. I'm still in school, so just know I failed off because of school, not because I'm just too lazy, but that too. Because sometimes it does get lazy when you're, extracurricular activities and plus school, it kind of can be a little bust. So please understand that, okay? But the reason why I really got back on is because I have supporters that I know that supported me, that means a lot to me. And I'm kind of under the weather, so if I kind of sound a little nasally, that's because I'm under the weather a little bit. But besides the point, let's get into what today's podcast is going to be about. So between the time that I haven't been on my podcast, I kind of been looking at life a little differently. I'm starting to see that life is just not black and white. And when I say that life is just not black and white, I mean good or bad. The world just not good or bad, because that would be stupid. I feel like life got gray areas in relationships, self relationships, friendship relationships. It's just gray areas and everything where I found out the hard way. So I'm not going to really talk about anything personally in my life. Well, I am. I'm just going to use metaphors and analogies. So, if you know, you know. But let's start with relationships. I just had to get into relationships because, we have a lot of people out there that are in relationships or entanglements, whatever two you're in. I'm here to give you some light on it. So, I realize relationships are really a joke. And when I say a joke, I feel like loyalty is. I feel like when someone says loyalty, they think of, oh, I don't have to cheat. That's loyalty. I feel like loyalty is having that person back no matter what. Being there for that person in ways that other people can't. That's loyalty, not running. And just because you're staying in a relationship and you're loyal, but you're not doing anything else to help your partner emotionally. Sorry, I got tongue tied. Emotionally. So it makes you think that, are they really there for you? Or it just seems selfish that they're there, but not really there. And that's what I see about a lot of relationships. And another thing about relationships is that people only like you when you're doing things for them. If it's something that you really want to do, they either have an attitude or they want you to adapt to their lifestyle, what they want you to do, or what you, they have this picture in their head on how they want you to be, but that's not you. So kind of relationships are really draining. Like, I'm really going towards not believing in monogamy relationships, guys. I feel like they're just a joke to me. Like, I still have hope, don't get me wrong. But what I've seen, and just looking at this world that we live in, you can't really rely on anyone but yourself. And you always have to have a good spiritual and mental good health. If I feel like if you don't have those two things in the relationship, you're gonna drown in sorrow. And it's either you're gonna be like, it's just for these females out here or males. I know it's kind of hard to leave relationships when you put so much time into them, but We look at that time, you was miserable that whole time. And then we have a little thing where, oh, it's a good day today. And then you be like, oh, this is why I'm here. Like, whoever's listening, let's make a pact. Let's just not go off our feelings. Let's just go off our mind. Because that's something I myself need to work on as well. Okay, moving on. That's enough about relationships. That's going to take up the whole podcast. So let's go on to friendships. Friendships can be very draining. And I can't really be myself in some friendships that I am in. But the ones that I can be myself, it just makes me feel so good because those people accept me for me. If someone can accept you for you, it's the amazing feeling in the whole entire world through friendships. And sometimes we hold on to friendships like relationships. Oh, we have history. The history of pain, backhanded compliments, you putting me down, you saying that, oh, I look better than you because I got a bigger butt than you. And it's just crazy what we stick through with people, with friendships and relationships. And we need to set boundaries. Well, a lot of people already have boundaries, but some people like me, I lack so many boundaries with friends, relationships, because I feel like if I just say yes, I don't hurt no one's feelings, and I'm liked. I just had to learn to be disliked, and if they can't accept that, oh well. And what else can I talk about? Family as well, same thing. I really just be ghosting. I got bad ghosting. Like, if I'm not feeling up to par, or I just feel like I don't want to talk about anything, because I hate when people ask me how you are, and I know deep down inside I'm not good, so I just break down in my soul, and I don't want people to show tears, because they call that weak. And now I found out that the people that hold that stuff in, they are the weak ones. When you cry, that is healthy. And that's why I know it's in. I don't want to put anything into communities about races, because I feel like some people in other races deal with that as well. When we're taught, like, if you cry, you're weak. If you show the person that you cry, they're going to take advantage of you. So we taught to hold everything in. And that's where mental health comes into play. So, whoever's watching this, let's talk more. And it's always good to let your feelings out. Because sometimes I be scared. And I know how scary it is to say something that you really want to say, but you consider that person's feelings. And then you regret not telling them how they made you feel. Because that's very healthy. It's like, at this point, I don't care what you like, I'm going to tell you how I feel either way it go. So, 2023, it's been a roller coaster, and it barely even started, of emotions and work. But when I tell you I'm going to get there. With the best friendships, relationships, with family, friends, if a significant other. I just noticed that sometimes you just have to be alone, because you have to date yourself. Like, I don't know what I like, to be honest. Like, I don't even know how I really want to be treated in a relationship. Like, I just need to figure those things out, because I have to lean on myself for gifts, you know, support myself, because I always worry about the other person, Because if I give gifts to them, they're going to probably give gifts to me. That was my thing in my brain that I thought was going to work. But no, I just look stupid at the end of the day. And we all been there. I'm glad I got this now when I'm 22 years old. When I hit my late 20s, well, mid-20s, like, when I tell you I'm about to be off the chain, like, I'm off the chain right now, but I'm just still, you know, I'm in my working girl era. Like, I like, because right now I feel like I'm starting from scratch. Like, I'm building myself up. I know it's all going to be worth it. All the hard work, the crying, the mental breakdowns here and there when I feel like it. Yeah. It's all going to be worth it. So if you're going through something, it's just a storm, and then we're going to have sunshine. Hold it. I said the storm, and then it's going to be sunshine. Let me tell you, life is a roller coaster. You are happy, then you're sad, then you're super happy, then you're super sad. So no one's really actually happy. You just have to be. You just have to maneuver. Just control the stuff that you can't control. That's what I got on here. I was like, you know what? I can control myself. I can do my podcast. Cause I really do love my podcast. Like, I finished my work today. And I was like, hey, let me do a podcast. And I did. For you guys. Well, this is going to be the end of this podcast. And if you listen through all the way, you really are a real one. But this is Samantha Speaks signing out. And I'm going to be back with another episode. Okay? I'm not going to tell you the day. I'm probably going to surprise you. I'm probably going to drop one tomorrow and another day. Okay? Bye.